是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
那前两天呢，我在 Sephora 丝芙兰买了一个口红，结果回家试一试，就觉得那个颜色不适合我
啊。
怎么办呢？哎，这里的北美的 Sephora they're very generous.
Okay.
你可以退货，而且是用过的也可以退。Even if you've used it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So actually, guys, I was going to tell a very similar story.
I was at Sephora.
I was buying some lipstick. I went home and tried it on. And you know, the color just...didn't really suit me.
对，因为我去这个退的时候，那个 cashier 每次他都会问你说 ，Oh, why would you like to return it?、然后我说，because the color doesn't suit me.
Okay.
这个颜色不是很适合我。然后他讲的一句话让我有一种叮 light bulb 的感觉。他说 ，Oh, so you're not into it? 你不是很喜欢，对不对
？I like the little A there to show that we're in Canadian Sephora.
然后我说对，然后就。You know, no more questions asked, and I got my money back.
Oh, okay.
That little exchange 就让我想到，其实生活中有很多时候，你对一个东西，不是这个东西不太适合我，我不是很喜欢，但是呢，又不是 you know I hate it 那种、那么强的情绪是吧？所以我们要怎么来表达一个东西，你觉得不太适合啊，你不太喜欢
？Okay, all right,、useful topic.
Very, very useful. 那我们就先从。刚刚我在 Sephora 用的那句话开始 The color didn't suit me.
Okay, so it doesn't suit me is the most basic expression of that. It could be the color doesn't suit me, the style doesn't suit me. I suppose it could even be the size.
对，就任何的东西不适合你，你都可以说那个东西 doesn't suit you.
Right,
right. 所以这个 suit 是 S-U-I-T,、它的意思就是适合。
Right.
Suit 还有一个意思是西装。
Right, so the suit doesn't suit me. That's the other way we can put it.
好，那这个 suit 我们要注意啊，它是动词，所以前面我们就想 something doesn't suit you.、如果它适合你，你看 ，Oh, the color really suits me.
Right,、okay. right. So please, guys, do not say it、is not very suit me.
对
，it's just a normal verb. It doesn't suit me.
好，那我们举了很多都是这种和 fashion 啊、打扮有关的意思啊， 因为这个也是很常用的，对吧？比如这个衣服的 ，this jacket doesn't suit me, doesn't suit him. This dress doesn't suit me. 但我们可不可以更广一点的范围？比如这个工作不太适合。
Yeah, the job doesn't really suit me. Or like the type of job.You know, for example, there are some people who really, really love going into the office, working really long hours, taking home a really big fat paycheck.、Well, that type of job doesn't really suit me. Because、I like to nap. When am I going to nap in that story?
不能睡午觉。那你可以说我不适合那种工作啊。你可不可以说 I don't suit those kind of jobs?
You can. And of course, like HR or your boss will probably use something like that. But they might use the adjective form.
Suitable.
Suitable, right?、not really suitable for that type of job.
所以说 I'm not really suitable for that type of job.
Right, right.
哎，对，这挺有意思的，就是当你把 job 放在前面的时候，就用动词。但是如果你用我作为主语的话，确实好像用形容词会好一点。
Right, 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 right.
好，那 suit 可不可以形容人与人之间不合适？
He doesn't suit me. You can. It's maybe not as common as...The jacket doesn't suit me. The color doesn't suit me.
那如果我们要讲到人，比如说 people dating in a relationship，、对吧？经常分手啦，或者什么，就你们两个不合适。
Right, right.
我们要用什么词呢？
So suit here or suitable it just sounds really formal. You know, like he wasn't really suitable.、Like to me, again, that sounds like some kind of scientist is trying to find. You you know, a male and a female mouse or lamb or something. And, oh, this one is not suitable. Let's try another one.
Then which word should we use?
We tend to use words like compatible.
Ah, 匹配. This I like. 这个匹配这个词 compatible, you can use it for people or 你电话和充电线 technology.
Sure. So, the greatest example being iPhones versus Androids, or maybe your Android charger isn't compatible with your iPhone.
或者新的这种 iPad, 你老的那个 charger is not compatible
the
with、
worst.
The new device.
Okay, so、right. buy an adapter and the adapter will make it compatible.
好，那 compatible 是一个形容词、mm-hmm. 对吗？所以我们用的时候后面的介词 preposition 要跟
with、
yeah. Let's have a few examples.
Let's have a few examples. Okay, she was not really compatible with him.
Or this charger is not compatible with my new phone.
Oh, yes, that's right.
或者我们可以就直接说比如他们两个不合适。
They're not compatible.
They are not compatible.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right. 好，那 compatible 的名词是
Well, that would be compatibility.
对，因为我觉得特别讲到 technology 的时候还挺多会用到 compatibility,、mm-hmm. right? The compatibility of these devices.
Right.
Yeah, it's not good. Or,
yeah, there's no compatibility.
Yeah. 会讲人类
Yeah, we didn't have any compatibility. Yeah, it's easier to say we were not compatible.
Gotcha. 好，那除了 suit, 可能大家还学过另外一个英语词也是适合合适的意思叫 fit.
Okay, so this is what I was thinking when we were talking about the jobs. So this one is, I'm not a good fit for this job. I'm not a good fit for this team.
对，好像在职场上就经常会说不合适会用 if someone is a good fit.
Right. Because when we talk about actually all kinds of social situations, it's always about fitting in.
对
so
你要融入
Right. Can you fit in when, you know, when we're students, when we're younger, maybe it's difficult to fit in.
Yeah.
But then if we're the new guy or the new girl at work, we might be the best worker that the company has, but because we're new, we have to make friends, we have to fit in.
对，所以你刚刚说比如不适合这个团队是用什么 He's not a good fit with the team or in the 介词要用什么
So here we can be a little bit more relaxed. He's not a good fit in the team, with the team.
都可以、
Or just he's not a good fit.
那如果说公司呢 He's not a good fit for the company 也可以用 for 吧、mm-hmm. 是吧
Yeah
好，那但是当我们把 fit 作为动词使用的时候呢，比如说一个东西不适合你啊，用 fit， 我觉得更多是在讲尺寸、size。
Right size.
比如 these shoes don't fit me， 它就不是说 style， 而是更多的重点是 the size,
the size.
Is not right.
Right. So, I have a weird body size. Not a lot of clothes fit me. About 10 years ago, H&M, everything at H&M fit me very well.
Yeah.
And now it does not.
你不是很标准吗？就是挺瘦的。
No.
What's wrong with it?
My legs are too long.
你在 show off, 对吧？我的 problem 是我的腿太长了。
No, my problem is that compared to the upper half of my body, they're too long. So all of the clothes are meant for people. Anyway, the clothes don't fit.
不是，你又不是买那种连体衣，你又不是买 overall， 这都分开的，有什么问题啦
？No, you don't know the torture that it is clothes shopping.
Okay. 好，那在看了这几个单词啊，来表达适合不适合之后呢，我们今天节目最后要跟大家分享一些很口语、很 casual， 但是非常正宗的这个表达。就像 Sephora， 我说啊、this color didn't suit me，、然后那个营业员就跟我来一句说。You're not into it.
Right, so this color doesn't really suit me. It's almost like you're trying to give this objective, scientific reason, right?
就很客观，我要分析一下为什么这个不是。
Right, but of course the person sees right through that. So you just don't like it, huh?
对，你就不喜欢。Yeah, but she didn't say so. You just just don't like it. 因为那个听起来好像有点很直接。
That's pretty direct.
So as a customer, it's your fault. You don't like
it.
When she said you're not into it, 就是、mm-hmm. yeah, you have the right. 你完全有权利不喜欢这个东西啊。
Yeah, you're not into it. You're not into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no big deal. And、I know she didn't use the word, but、if she would have said, so you're not really into it, that would have been even better because that makes it even more indirect.
Oh, 对，我觉得英语里面，特别是我们在用 negative 否定句的时候，加一个 really 就会软化语气。
Right, I'm not really a big fan of it.
对，就像中文，你说哦，我不喜欢 ，versus 你说啊、哦，我不是太喜欢，对吧？就我不是太喜欢，听起来就客气很多。
Right.
好，那我们就跟大家分享一些这个口语的表达，除了 not into it、mm. 所以 if you're into something 就是你非常喜欢、
right.
对吧，我们所有讲的这些你都可以把 not 去掉，把它变成 affirmative
yes,
肯定句、
yeah.
啊、
I am into it，
对，或者你也可以 into 一个人，是吧？
I am into that person.
I'm into her. I'm into him. 就是你很喜欢他，对他有兴趣啊。
Right.
好的，那 how about, 当然我们都知道 I don't really like it.
Yeah, so probably what I would say there is I'm not really in love with it.
哦，听起来更客气，是吗？
Right, so actually I use this one a lot with ideas. So sometimes, maybe a coworker,or maybe a friend, they give you some
suggestions.
So maybe it's like a document, or maybe they want you to check it. So I'd say, oh, you know, I really like this. This is really good. Oh, I like this idea here. This one I'm not really in love with. You know,
okay.
Kind of meaning. Or the other thing I often say is I'm not married to it. Meaning that like it can change.
对对对，我觉得那也很好。Married 就是结婚、
right.
But if you say, yeah,I'm not really married to it.
Right.
就是说 yeah, I'm flexible.
I'm flexible here. Yeah.
好，那你刚刚说的是 I'm not really in love with it.、Mm. 不能直接说 I don't love it.
I don't love it.
那个又是很太直接了。
Pretty direct,
yeah. But I guess you could say I'm not really loving it.
Yes, know? Yes. Thank you, McDonald's, for introducing this.
I'm loving it
into our daily speech. Yeah, so I'm not loving it. It just sounds indirect.
对对对，好。
Not crazy about it.
Oh, that's a good one.、Mm. Yeah. If you're crazy about something or someone, 就是你很 into it.
Right.
当然反义就是
right,
not crazy about it.
Right. Now this one I kind of think about、using in a situation like, I'm not crazy about the idea, but...I'll go with it. I'll try.
是是是，就是我没有那么喜欢，但是我也没有讨厌，没有那么不喜欢它。
Right.
It leaves some room.
Right.
还是有点空间啊。How about using the word fan?
Yes. Okay. So I'm not a fan.
I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah. So the word big or huge really softens this. Because、mm. if I say I'm not a fan, it's not super direct, but it's still a little bit direct.、
Mm.
So we can use those other ways that we used before. I'm not really a fan. I'm not really a big fan.
对，其实这里的粉丝不一定就不限于和 celebrities、mm. 明星 idol 那种、
right.
很多的东西，比如人家 Adam， 你喜欢意大利菜吗？
You know, I'm not really the world's biggest fan.
对，就意思我没有那么那么喜欢。
But yeah, you know, sure, whatever. If that's what you have.
哦、oh, ，所以这个和前面 not crazy about it 一样，就好像有点 room for
there's room. Yeah.
对。
Yeah. Hopefully, the other person would say, "Oh, well, then let's have Thai food."
Do you like meat? 喜欢肉吗？
哦、oh, ，so. I'm not really a big fan. I'm not crazy about it.
但是你给我留空间，你不应该说 I'm not a fan at all.
Well, that's different because for me that's a taboo. So there is no room for wiggling.
但是你不吃肉呀，你不是素食主义者吗？
Right, but that's because I am that vegetarian. I don't need to say, hey, you know, I'm not really a fan. I would just say I don't eat meat. That is an opportunity for me to be direct.
Yeah, yeah. How, no, what if you said, meat is not my cup of tea?
I could say that. It's not my cup of meat, Jenny.
当你说一个东西不是你的 cup of tea 的时候、
yes.
这个和那个 not crazy about it, not a fan 差不多嘛。
This one's pretty good. I mean, usually with my Chinese friends, I just always say this is a really good way to translate 不是我的菜。
啊，对对对。
But again, it's not my cup of food. It's not my cup of meat.
我觉得这个用很多的，比如别人问你啊，这个电影啊，什么这个电视你喜欢看吗？ It's not my cup of tea.
Right, like、a lot of girls really like to watch murder shows.shows about murder and you know like it's not really my cup of tea so、try and watch something else or in Vancouver people really like、hiking or
户外运动
mountain climbing stuff like that so which is fine but it's not really my cup of tea
not your cup of tea 好那我们今天节目最后呢要留给大家的是一个单词很简单 it's not even a word 就是一个声音吧
sound
it's、
yeah.
a sound thatAdam uses a lot to 形容这个东西不是他的 cup of tea.
Adam's generation, I would say, is probably a more accurate way, right? Adam's generation and the generations that followed. Yes, this comes from the show The Simpsons,、which was really popular when I was a kid. It's still on TV now. The sound is just meh.
所以这个 sound 是 Simpsons 弄出来的
yeah,
Oh, I didn't even know
yeah,
that
yeah, yeah, so basically here it's like M-E-H You'll probably hear one of your foreigner friends say this word or spell this word out in text pronunciation kind of varies a bit from meh to m but it's that's pretty much it It's not going to be like ma It's just meh And it just really signals that I am pretty indifferentdifferent.、I don't really care.
Okay.、Meh. 就这个跟朋友比如哎你想吃什么印度菜啊、还是意大利菜啊、但是比如我去退一个口红你人家说 why would you like to return it?
Meh.
就很奇怪你要给他更多的这个 context.
Well, I mean, if they have such a generous return policy as Sephora, no questions asked, then why do you really need to say anything more? Meh.
因为他也是问了你
Right, well, why, so why are you returning this? Meh, okay. you just write that down on the paper. M-E-H.
好吧下次我试试看。好那我们今天的节目就到这儿。希望大家是 you are very in love with our show. You are a huge fan of our show.
If we are your cup of tea.
Come and let us know.
Right, or if you just think, wow, that show is a big pile of meh.
Oh.
Then you can let us know too.
Then, 对也是这也是我们进步的。
Right, exactly, exactly.
好、thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you next time. 下次再见。
All right, bye, guys.